friend. Well, you've been talked about a lot this week, haven't
Man,
you?
We got a lot to talk about this hour, don't we?
We do. I've told you've got, you know, you kind of want to go through some of this stuff. Where would you like to start? Would you like to start?
Let's start at the beginning. Let's hear my comments. Let's hear Josh's comments, and then let's weigh in on them.
All right, let's do that. This is D'Angelo Hall. Of course, he goes on with the Junkies as well. Earlier in the week, this is D. Hall talking about Josh Norman's focus on the Junkies.
Josh is, I think, in love with being a celebrity right now and not necessarily being a football player. And Josh needs to kind of refocus, get back on the grind, get back to the basics technique-wise, and really work, because he's not going to live off the reputation of being Josh Norman. Teams are starting to go at him, and he's either going to have to make plays or somebody else is going to get an opportunity to play. I think we've seen the coaching staff kind of take that approach. And so, you know, it's no coming back from being benched. That already happened. He knows it. The team knows it. The outside world knows it. And so for him, he has to, like I said, get focused on just playing football and, playing to the best of his ability. Because if not, you know, it's going to be another guy in there getting those snaps.
Any change in your opinion on that matter, D-Hall?
No, not at all. And, you know, I was just telling Craig, like me, the reason I wanted to do this is because I've seen so many guys sit in your chair, Chad, and they forget what it feels like to have played the game.
Right.
They talk as though they've never made a mistake, as if guys are trying not to make plays, you know. And my whole thing was, I understand he's trying to make a play. I actually had thought he just was trying to make a play and just blew the coverage. I didn't know it was an actual check that was blown, which still, all right. I mean, little details, certain points in a game. I've blown the coverage before. We all have. The only guy who hasn't blown the coverage is the guy who hasn't played. So at some point, you're going to have blown the coverage and put your team in a compromising situation. It happens. That's like saying a guy's not going to miss a tackle. At some point, you're going to miss a tackle. And so I'm not even mad at that at all. And so, you know, my thing was, by saying what I said was, at the end of the day, like, if he's focusing more on playing football instead of the other things, ultimately it'll make him a better football player. He'll be better. He'll just have a better chance to succeed. And I still feel the same way. I don't feel like anything I've said thus far has been something that I wouldn't have said as if I was sitting still in that locker room, doing an open locker room interview right there beside him. I would say the exact same thing, and I would say it the exact same way. And anybody who knows me knows that I'm 100% correct in saying that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I've known that from you. You can
hear the passion in my voice, Chad, right now.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm feeling some kind of way right now.
Well, I mean, I got to say, I've done radio with you when you were playing in the league, and there was – it's not like you were a different guy or said different things.
No,
you had strong opinions then, too.
I've called myself out. Yeah, I've called myself out. I've called guys out. See, the thing that's different between me and I think a lot of other guys is, like I said, I'm talking about Craig because Craig's sitting here with me. Shout out Craig Hoffman. He was, you know, gracious enough to come out here and do the show with me, help me out. But I was just telling Craig, at the end of the day, I'm trying to make a play, like, period. Like, that's everybody's focus. We're all trying to make a play. So no one's going out there trying to not succeed. And so for me to bash somebody for the sake of bashing them is very hypocritical. And that's not me. And so everything I say is said from a place of love and passion and caring. And you know, I'm a fan too at the end of the day. Like, I grew up a fan of this team. It's not like I was just asked to play here and I started liking them when I came here to play. No, I've been rocking with these dudes since 83, since I was born. Like, the fact that I have a relationship with Darryl Green blows my mind even to this day, because, like, I grew up watching that dude and idolizing that guy. And now I can call his son my brother and his daughter my sister, and, you know, I joke around and call him Pops. And so it's just mind blowing.
Let me ask you then about, well, let's play the audio of what was said on his end, and then you can go ahead and respond to that, because it doesn't sound like he's pissed, but it does sound like maybe he took some of this as a personal criticism from somebody that, you know, he looks up to. But this is Josh Norman responding to the comments that D'Angelo Hall made.
Well, he's out in Hollywood, and I can say that's true. I've went to Hollywood. I've been to Hollywood. Ever since I came out of my mama's womb, I've been to Hollywood. Everybody went right, I went left. That's just how we did. When the lights came on, that's just who we are. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, someone, you know, D. Hall, he called me when I was coming from Panthers, and, you know, he spoke to me, and he was begging me, like, come on, J-No, come over here, you know, we got everything set up. And it's crazy because, okay, I took the visit. In the visit, I was on the plane with D. Hall, you know, brought me up, excited. And we even did an interview as soon as I got here at Mama's Kitchen, I think. I mean, I looked up to D. Hall. I really do. Still do. I mean, his kids looked up to me. I was looking up to him. And it's just, you know, I heard that. And it's kind of like when a microphone is in your face after you leave here. I guess, you know, that song is true. You smile in faces. It's quite an experience. It's quite, you know, it's shocking to me as well. But like I said, you know, I respect him and all what he's done for this organization, even when he played in Atlanta. So it is what it is. Like I told you, I'm a hot button. So if you're going to press it, you're going to get something out of it.
I'm sure you've heard that before now, D. Hall, but what is your response to that?
I mean, it's so much. I wish I could cut and stop it and comment as he's talking. You know, the first part, you know, he talks about, you know, me being on the plane or, you know, me helping recruit him here to D.C. Absolutely, I did that. You know, after talking to some coaches and some guys in the front office, they wanted Josh Norman. And heck, if they think he can help our team, I want Josh Norman. It had nothing to do with me being a corner, him being a, you know, corner, or me moving to safety. Heck, coach, if you think Josh can help us, heck, front office guys, if y'all think Josh can help us, absolutely, I'll go down there and I'll make sure Josh, you know, I'll sell him. I'll do what you guys want me to do, and that's get the guy signed up. And I did that. I hadn't watched a lick of film on Josh. I saw the success of the Carolina Panthers defense, and I knew he was a vital part of that. And I thought he was a good player. I loved his competitive spirit because he reminded me so much of myself, being that just fiery player, getting into it with guys the same way he got into it with Odell. It's so reminiscent of me and Steve Smith's battles of years past. And so it reminded me so much of myself. So absolutely, you want to add a great player? Let's do it, coach. And so, yes, I was a big part of getting Josh here. And when he signed, I was ecstatic to have this guy as a part of the Washington Redskins organization. And so he's absolutely right there. He's right. My kids look up to him. You know, him looking up to me, I appreciate that. It's nothing but respect and love. And, you know, like I said, everything I've said, it's been from a place of love and admiration and wanting to see this dude succeed. That's the difference between me and a lot of other guys. A lot of other guys talk trash and talk noise because they either want to make a headline or they somehow want to stay relevant. I want to sit in the background and watch these guys ball. Like, I root for these guys more so than anybody else. I'm actually at Redskins Park right now using their radio station, and about 7-8 of the guys, DBs, everybody comes up to the door, smiling, laughing, videoing me, you know what I'm saying, jumping up and down. D. Hall, what's up? Because they know, at the end of the day, I'm going to keep it as real as I can, and I'm going to try to be as honest as I can. But at the same time, I've played the game, so I understand it's not the end of the world at all. And like I said, it's not even my opinion. Like, the world saw Josh get benched. It wasn't me saying, oh, he's playing bad, we've got to get him out of there. I'm reacting to what I saw. I'm reacting to what happened and I'm giving my opinion on, hey, look, I think he's kind of, you know, he's worried about other, he's worried about other things as opposed to you know, to playing football. And ultimately, if he gets back to playing football and lock in, I know this dude, he's such a competitor. I know he can get back to where he wants to be. And so, you know, I heard Josh say a lot, but I didn't really hear anything. Like, I heard a lot, but I didn't really hear much from what he said. Besides the end part that kind of got me was him saying, well, you know, you put a mic in a guy's face, and
yeah,
you know, I don't know what that's implying, but anything I'm saying on the mic, I'll say to your face. I'll call you. If you want me to call you, I'll call you. I don't feel like I need to, but I will if that's what you want me to do. Like I said, I'm at Redskins Park right now. He'll probably walk out at any moment and see me sitting right here. I'm always up here. And so, you know, I'm not saying something and going to hide under the rock. I'm saying it, and I'm looking in your face, and I'll see you on Sunday because I'll be at the game too. So, you know, nothing I've ever said has been from a place of malice. It's been from a place of, look, man, I know you can get back to where you want to be as a player, because right now, like, teams are going to try you, man. Like, and you being benched is just adding fuel to the fire, whether it was on purpose or not. A lot of people don't know how that transpired, but it happened. They're past that now, and I don't want to harp on that, but it happened, and, you know, let's see what happens because of that. Let's see, you know, how we move forward.
All right, the part where you – is it something where you think maybe you would reach out to him? Is that a call you think you need to make? Or I don't know what the relationship is like.
To be honest, Chad, I don't feel like I need to. If I feel like the story keeps getting momentum and he keeps commenting on it and I have to keep talking about it, I probably will, just because it's the right thing to do. You know, I was a teammate of this guy for 2 years, and that's the thing too, man. Josh said, you know, in his comments, yeah, you're right. I am Hollywood. I was born Hollywood. Yeah, you really weren't born Hollywood. Like, you weren't like a Hollywood dude until you kind of got put on, you know what I mean? Until Odell and you went through y'all thing, and you kind of got the name and got the fame from that. Like, you're not a guy who was a five-star kid who was, you know, took a scholarship to the SEC, who played right away, who was a first round draft pick, who from day one was the guy. To me, that's the dudes who've been Hollywood since they've come out the womb, not the guys who've worked and grinded and put in that time to be great and worked on their craft, which ain't nothing wrong with that. I respect those dudes more than the dudes who've had it from day one. I respect the dudes who worked their butt off and grinded to become a great player. That's why I think I rock with Baker Mayfield so much, is because the dude was a walk-on, and he balled. He balled, he shined, he put him on his back, he did what he had to do against all odds, because I've always felt like that was me. Even though I was a first-round draft pick, I can remember being a three-star and nobody wanting me. I can remember going to Tech and having a bunch of dudes in front of me. I can remember wanting to leave for the draft and Coach Beamer telling me he didn't think I was ready. I can remember all of those things. I can remember looking at the DBs and thinking, man, I'm better than all of them. I was like the fifth-ranked DB, but I knew I was better than dudes. And so I'm like, bro, I'm putting the time in and I'm grinding, and I end up being the number one DB off, or the number one corner off the board. And so I respect dudes who grind and put in the time, and I've like, that's Josh's MO. He grinded, he put in the time. He wasn't a dude who was a highly recruited out of high school, high draft pick, played from day one in Carolina. He was a guy who grinded and worked his butt off to get where he is. And so, I mean, I love that about him. I love his competitive nature. I'll take a dude who's uber competitive over a dude who's talented and ain't got no dog in him every day of the week. And that's why I rock with Josh, because I know at the end of the day, he's going to fight. He's going to fight. I just want him to fight and focus a little more. That's all.
D'Angelo, did you get a chance to hear what Jay Gruden said about your comments?
Nah, I did not. Let me check that out.
Well, do you mind if we do this? I know you're now a radio professional like me.
Let's take a break, Chad.
Thank you. Look at this guy. Look at this guy picking it up like a savvy vet.
CVTW, man. Let's take a break.
I love that. D-Hall with me. We are going to play Jay Gruden's comments on what D'Angelo said after the update and they get D'Angelo Hall's response. Looking forward to that, giving us some really, really good radio today as he's out of Redskins Park. So if Josh Norman happens to saunter on by, perhaps they will have a conversation. But first, 1 hour heating and air conditioning. I don't think this is a broken relationship. I think these guys have mutual respect. I think they get along. But a broken relationship can be hard, like the one between you and your furnace. That one breaks, you're going to be cold all winter. That sucks. You don't want that. You want it fixed right. You want a good quote. You want to know what the price is going to be before one wrench is turned. And that's why 1 hour heating and air conditioning is what you need to do. Straightforward pricing guide. You're going to know what you're going to pay. They're going to work within your budget. They're going to be professional. They're going to understand that your family's comfort is primary. That's your chief concern. Take comfort in knowing customers have been trusting 1 hour for years in this area. See their yellow vans cruising around. I see them out in Oakton all the time. I'm a proud customer. 1 hour heating and air. $25 off your next reason to call them. That's what they're offering just for listening to this show. You need a repair done by 1 hour in a heating and air conditioning. You dial them up. You drop Big Shooter's name. They're going to give you $25 off whatever it is. 855-1-HOUR is the phone number. 855-ONE-HOUR. Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. So call now. 855-1-HOUR. Tell them Big Shooter sent you.